short break. That was a short break.
Well, we come back and the network dies.
Apparently, those folks were listening to the show. Then.
All right, you with us, Boomer?
Yes, I am right here.
I'm sorry we had to cut you off, but what's hockey like down there?
Suchi, it's not the first time I've been cut off. First time on phone, yes. Bar, no. Now, what do you want to talk about? National Hockey League? Did North Star go to camp yet? Hello?
Yeah.
Have North Star start camp yet?
Yeah, yesterday.
Big Smitty in camp.
Right.
Bello.
Yeah.
Bello in camp.
Right.
Okay. Right there, you got a 1-2 for North Star.
Yeah, and Lawton.
And Lawton?
Right.
This is a young Yank.
Yeah.
Who come, make team, no play Olympic?
No.
Okay. He make right decision, go to National Hockey League.
We got another guy, Tim Kulis. He was out all last year for slugging a referee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why don't you send him down here? We use him in our league. We got a rough league, boy.
Yeah?
I tell you, things really get rough.
How rough?
Stick fight, brawl, yeah. Whole thing.
Brawl?
Boys going to stand, hit fan overhead with stick. Messy. Bring a lot of lawsuits. If you know any good lawyers, send down here.
Hey, how do you like the division the North Stars are in there? It's just 1 through 5. How do you pick them?
1 through 5, North Star division?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 1, North Star. Number 2, Blackhawk. Number 3, we get surprised, go blue. I like blue. I think blue have new coach of French descent, Jacques Demir. I think Jacques Demir come in, he going to make blue look pretty red. I think blue going to go. Who are other two team in division? Winnipeg get gas, right?
Yeah.
They go other division.
Yeah. Maybe there's only 4.
No, hell, how many are there in
that? That's good enough. We got your picks.
Well, you know what I like, Boomer?
What
how many
like?
Years have you been in the United States now?
21.
You haven't used an S yet, have you?
What's that?
You've never used an S on a word.
What S? I don't know S. Hold on. Somebody grabbing me. Hold on all a second. Right. Yeah, look, Suchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I know this is a little hard to believe, and I'm really going to hope that you're going to hang in there with me. You know, Mama?
Yeah.
She ain't been feeling too well lately. I'm afraid she's going to need another operation.
Yeah.
Now she's got cataracts in both eyes. Yeah. I mean, this is getting really bad, Suchi. I'm going to need another 5 G's from both of you to cover the hospital costs. You know, I've been giving her half what I make down here, but it just ain't enough. Fellas think you can come up big?
This is like the time you told me you were so poor your dad had to go out and kill a pig to make a football for you for Christmas.
Look, I need 10 G's. Can you come up big?
5 a piece you're talking about?
Well, we're going to put you on hold and have you talk to the woodman, and he'll settle the money question.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Don't lose this number.
Talk to you next week, Angel.
Bye. All right. Woodman, you got him.
Okay.
And we're on KSTP Sports Talk at 7:05, 61 degrees. I'm Joe Souchere of the Minneapolis Tribune.
I'm Patrick Ricey from the St. Paul Dispatch. And the number is
646-8255. 646-8255. We're still getting all the bugs worked out here. One of the things that kind of disturbs me or makes this somewhat difficult is that everything works, essentially.
That's right.
And we used to come in, and the big cheeses would be walking around here pressing buttons and getting our microphones to work. But this all runs rather smooth, and we're not accustomed to that. You're on Sports Talk.
Am I on sports?
Yes.
Okay, I got a couple questions here.
You
first
bet.
First of all, I have to direct my questions to Joe Souchere.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, who edits the Minneapolis Media Celebrities columns? I think they're terrible.
I don't know what you mean.
Who edits?
Oh, no, we don't talk about that.
You don't talk about that?
No, nope.
You can't talk about other columnists?
Nope. We don't want to. We don't want to.
Well, I think his columns are atrocious.
Well, God love you, but we can't talk about that. No, I don't know who even know who you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about...
No, I know, but I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that.
What else is that?
What else? Let's talk about something else.
Something else?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, seriously, what do you think about the Joe Salem situation in Minnesota?
I am serious. Well, I didn't want to see Stoll get fired. I don't want to see Salem get fired. I think there's worse things you can do for a living than coach a college football team, but nothing comes to mind right offhand.
I think this place is going to be the Northwestern of the 80s.
Well, that doesn't bother me, because football isn't supposed to be what college is all about.
Yes, but you have ideals that don't... They don't figure,
Suchy
boy.
I know they
don't,
there's
only
but
one
I can
reason.
Have them.
There's only one reason. Salem is over there, and that's
to
win a football.
You have to win, or you have to get out of the league.
Well, Salem, get out of the league is what I say.
Salem is not in the educational process.
He's hired
to win a football game. He was not hired to make Northwestern the biggest game on the schedule.
Well, let's get back. How come you can't talk about any other columnists? I thought some of them...
Well, we just think it's a wise decision. It's unfair. They're not here to answer for this.
Okay, one quick thing. What do you think of Charlie Walters' column about Tarkington?
Well, we've made a decision in our gigantic staff meeting tonight that we probably would talk about that just tonight. So, didn't we? Or did
I already said something about it. I said that it was interesting and probably something that a lot of people wanted to say, and it would have been wonderful if...
Nothing that I didn't write 2 years ago when I kept saying that Tarkenton was a less than noble character. How's that for a diplomatic turn of phrase? I was going to say jerk.
Do you think the Minneapolis media celebrity will back him up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
No, we don't know because we're not going to comment about that.
See you
later. He gets too much publicity.
Let's take one here and then we'll in there. KSTP Sports Talk, the phone number is 646-8255. And if you look on your dial, that's talk, right? 8255.
I never did look on there to see if that works.
Sports Talk, hello there.
Yes. I can't talk long. I'm being held hostage over at the university. I was in a 10K or 10-kilometer race, and they told me and 21 other guys we won a door prize after the race. Now they put us in the basement of Cook Hall. I just snuck out to see if you guys can help me. They're going to make us dress and play against Nebraska on Sunday. I weigh 135 pounds, and I'm the heaviest guy here.
How many guys will the Gophers suit up for?
I don't know, but they're gonna probably put somebody else's number on your back, send you out there, and let you take the beating.
Man, I'm not kidding you. You guys got to come over to rescue us.
Okay.
This is not Iran, I tell you that. Here comes Joe Salem. He's got his ticket to Northern Arizona. He's going to be the athletic director next year. I just found that out.
That's right. That was the tip-off that Joe might be in trouble when there were rumors that he was a leading candidate to
BDA. I got to go. We got to go practice again.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hey, should we see if there's a member of the Frum family about?
I believe there is.
Is this a member of the Frum family? Hello?
I'm back in the saddle where a friend is a friend, where the long horse shall feed on the lowly gentle. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more. Oh, my old 44.
Joe!
Elmer!
Patrick, are you there?
Hey, Elmer, what's happening?
Oh, boy, what do you think of that Gene Autry guy?
Hey, I love him.
Where you guys been? Last time I talked to you boys, you said, Roosie, you were out of town. You were down there sucking on some grapefruit or doing something like that. And last time I talked to you, you said there was going to be a hockey game the next week and you weren't going to be on. Okay, what the heck happened? Boy, that hockey game must have went into one heck of an overtime. It's been a long time.
That was a long hockey game.
That was one long time ago. Well, we're glad to have you back on, and guess who is sitting right here right by me?
I'd guess Ernestina.
Ernestina is here, but first, I've got to tell you something about what the Frum family's been up to.
Okay. I was gonna say, are you still down at the old Victorian... the farmhouse on the highway in Elko?
Oh, you better believe it. There's no place like Elko down here. And, we're out here. We don't get to do as much dog fishing as we like to do. But, we get out. We do some stuff in that. But I got to tell you, boys, I think I saw you boys at a baseball game one time because Eldon and his wife and Ernestina and I, we went to a ball game last year. Yeah. We didn't get there this year, but we went to one last year.
Hey, that puts you ahead of the pace.
Oh, I see you in that. Well, what we did, one thing I can't figure out, I kind of know why that ball club didn't do too well last year. You know, are you boys still with me? I mean, this isn't boring you or anything, is it? But I got to tell you something. I was very surprised. I looked out there, and I heard that announcer say that they had some guy playing shortstop by the name of Fido. I figured that they had another guy named Boomer, and now they got a guy named Rusty. Them are all dog names. They got guys out there that play like they got dog names. Fido, Boomer, and Rusty. I used to have a dog when I was a kid named Rusty. But anyway,
point. You were going to update us on the Frum family.
Yeah, well, Eldon and I, we went out to Pennsylvania on a tractor buying deal. And we went out there and ran into this Arnold Palmer guy in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, wanted to buy that sucker's tractor.
Yeah.
He wouldn't sell it to us, so. Yeah. So, anyway, I saw that Calvin Griffith guy though the other night, you know? That's a big man, that man. I never even had a Guernsey as big as him. That is one big guy. I won't say what I was going to say.
No, no.
I better watch what I say.
That's right.
But one second, Ernestina wants to say hi to you, and then we got an extra special treat for you here.
Okay.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ernestina.
How are you?
Hang on to that man this year. Don't go losing him.
Well, I do appreciate all your help in locating my dear Elmer for me last year.
Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago.
Recall, he was kidnapped.
Yeah.
I don't know if it did have some long-term harmful effects on him, but we'll just have to wait and see how that comes out. Here, he wants to talk to you again.
Okay, dear.
Okay, remember how we used to have some great songs for you back a couple years ago?
Sure.
Yeah, long like that? Well, we got one in honor of you boys' return to that giant radio station, wherever it sits at in that.
JSTP.
So, here we go.
All right.
Ready?
Welcome back, the fun's one and cheer and shout. Welcome back, missing you, there was no doubt. Oh, the day you left, we were crying. The chickens on the farm, we were dying. But who thought you would return? Who thought you would return? Once the Harbor Company ever won, Harbor Company ever won.
What did you think of that?
That was awful.
Well, that sounded pretty good.
That
we're
going
to work on some stuff here. And Patrick, you hang in there. And Joe, you long-haired radical, you stay in touch, too. And we'll be talking to you each Monday night, okay?
Okay, Albert, next
care.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, I can just see him down there on the porch.
I tell you, when
remember the night the Nickerson boys were running through their barn?
I remember the night they saw an Oldsmobile out
That's
there.
Right.
They didn't know what to do.
They thought it was doot, 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 doot. 715, 61 degrees, KSTP News Talk Radio.
I'll tell you one thing. When they sing a little ditty, Ernestina's voice kind of drowns out.
She has the power pipes in that family. Right. She's got the large pipes.
What is the phone number here?
646-8255. You're on.
Yeah. What did What is Walter Sabo talking to that everybody's so psyched about?
Well,
Walter didn't say anything. Ranieri ripped Francis, said he was selfish, among other things.
It wasn't real news.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It would have made a lot more impact had it been released 2 years ago, but apparently it couldn't have been.
Yeah. Why couldn't it have been?
I guess Ranieri didn't want to say anything 2 years ago.
You know, a couple years ago, they had a TV show on Channel 2. Klobuchar hosted it.
Right.
Sports Speed or something like that.
Right.
Why don't you guys get a little TV show like that?
We're doing it right here. This is better than you turn off the sound on your TV and listen to us.
That's
and then
right.
You can watch anything that's on, and we'll just, you can pretend we're the show.
No, one good thing what happened to Klobuchar on TV, though, you know, right where the quote was, you didn't have to...
Oh, he'll appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, he's probably not listening.
Okay. Oh, those guys are—they're nasty. They're nasty.
Well,
we don't have
any
more of the nastiness. We allow.
No, we've matured quite a bit in 2 years.
Oh, we certainly have. We've matured to the
matured.
I can't
not
speak
matured.
Tonight. I should have gotten some sleep last night.
Should, yeah. What time did you get back?
Well, I got back about 1, but then I rushed to the Dome to see Jay Pettibone, and then I wrote a column and got done about 3 this morning and didn't sleep long enough. Trying to run again, Joe, after packing 20 on this summer. I'm trying to get back on the road, and it's kind of wearing the old boy out.
I walked 7 miles today, only because my bike had a flat tire, and I was 7 miles from home.
You have to then ride, push the bike back?
No, I walked the bike. I wasn't going to ride it with a flat. Mm. You might.
I'm glad I would have.
Yes. I wouldn't.
I would have taken my chances.
You're on Sports Talk.
Hi, Joe and Pat. Good to have you back.
Hi.
Say, I've got the TV turned down listening to you guys, and I don't know what everybody's feeling so sorry about Fran for. He's got a good job. He's on That's Incredible right now, and he was just calling the play-by-play of two rats playing basketball.
That's just what he should be doing, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Two rats playing little basketball, putting these little balls in little hoops, and there's Fran calling the play-by-play.
He's doing the play-by-play.
It was incredible. Well, good to have you guys back. Doing a good job.
Thank you.
All right.
That's our friend Mark Wicker from Philadelphia. Always wants that show to start with Francis coming out and saying, do you realize that I played in three Super Bowls and didn't win one of them?
That's incredible. Yes. You're on Sports Talk.
Yes, here's the Colonel T, live from the St. Paul Stockyards. We are auctioning the Gophers and the Minnesota Twins off Monday night. Hey, I'm a bit of one, and now two. I'm a bit of one, now two, do the bomb. Hey, hey, get him. Quarter. Hey, I got a quarter now, half. 75, now one. I'm at a 75, now one. I'm a quarter, one and a half. Anyway, 75 cents for the Twins. Get him in right here. Hey, now 75, now one. Now one and a quarter, one and a half. Thank you. Now I got two. Two to bomb. I'm a bit of one, now $2. Is that all? Two, now three. Thank you. Now four. Four to bomb. I'm a bit of one, now five. $5. All in and all done. Sold. $5 for the Twins right here. Now the Gophers, Joel Salem. Hey, we got a quarter. A quarter. Nickel. Give me a nickel. Now five. Now ten. I'm in a nickel. Now ten. Ten to buy him. 5 cents. Now ten. Yeah, thank you. I got ten. Now 15 to buy him. 15 cents. Is that all? 15. Now 20. I'm bid 20 cents. All in and all done. 20 cents. Sold. Joel Salem right here. Thank you. Get him in. Get him out. Good to have you guys back.
Thanks. Get him in. Get him out. Oh, I hope that guy got the private number.
No,
he was good.
Yeah, he is good. I thought that was probably going to be tasteless when we started with the Stockyard.
Hey, they still got the big radar screens, and, you know, they still are all hepped up on weather around here at KSTP, so we better find out.
Here's KSTP's exclusive radar weather forecast. Variable cloudiness and cool tonight with a low temperature in the low to mid-40s. Partly cloudy, continued cool for tomorrow and tomorrow night. The high temperature will be 64 tomorrow. Tomorrow night's low about 42. Then increase in cloudiness with a chance of afternoon showers on Wednesday. Again, we're heading down to a low temperature in the low to mid-40s tonight.
Imagine a copier so advanced that it can almost think. Imagine a copier so different that no matter where you look, you won't find another one like it. Introducing Minolta's new Beta 450Z, the world's only copier with a variable magnification zooming lens. Only the 450Z is capable of taking a stack of different size originals and automatically reducing or enlarging them to one uniform size, which you select and program into the copier. If you want to make different size copies from different size originals, at the push of a button, the Beta 450Z will automatically select the correct paper. And that's just the beginning. Minolta's new Beta 450Z. There's no other copier on Earth like it. See the incredible new Minolta Beta 450Z at CDP, your authorized Minolta dealer. Beta 450Z. There's no other copier on Earth like it.
Today's Sports Minute is interviewing Lance Starr, 10-year All-Pro NFL quarterback. Lance, how are you?
Great, now that I've been hired as spokesman for Spike Tennis Shoes, the number one running shoe for athlete's foot.
You do get all kinds of commercial endorsements. Let's see, there's been cleavage jeans, horse spit chewing tobacco, Old Gut beer, and Coke.
No Coke.
Lance, with all the personal appearances both on and off the field, how do you keep in touch?
I call a huddle, lay out the game plan, run with the ball, and look for an open phone booth.
You could tackle more timeout wasters like missed calls and late signals if you had a beeper.
What?
A pocket pager. When you go long, just carry your beeper. When someone wants to pass you play changes, they just dial your beeper number.
That'd help me spend less time on the line.
Make sure that people can always get in touch with you no matter where you are with a pocket pager from Metrophone. You'll be surprised at how little it costs for the big convenience of a beeper. Call Metrophone at 535-4434. That's 535-4434.
Lance, how's the game since you got a beeper?
Without a beeper, I'd be thrown for a loss.
Okay, we're back. KSTP Monday night.
Is there a cough switch in this place?
Why, you got a cough?
I heard a good Harry Carey story the other night. I was out in Vegas. Bob Verde was talking about Harry. Harry, of course, the Cubs announcer now. He used to be the White Sox announcer. The first broadcast he's ever doing for the Cubs in WGN.
first inning, he goes, and then he says, you'd think I'm working for a multi-million-dollar communications outfit. They'd have a cough switch in this place. I love Harry. Harry
menus!
Also, of course, the famous Harry story, yeah, is that, should we tell that one?
Sure, quick.
Harry and Bob Verdi, sports writer from Chicago Tribune, are going to go out to dinner one night, and Verdi says, that's okay, Harry, that's okay, but I got an early flight, so I got to get out of there. We can't stay up all night. So 7 o'clock, they're drinking. 8 o'clock, they're drinking. 9 o'clock, they're drinking. 10 o'clock, they're drinking. 12 o'clock, they're drinking. 12:30, Verdi says, Harry, that's it. I got to go. He says, Harry, that's it. It's about that time, don't you think? And Harry says, by God, Bob, you're right. Waiter, menus, menus. So.
You're on Sports Talk.
See, I thought the FCC had conspired to get rid of you guys, but you just keep popping up.
We keep showing up.
You're like these tag team wrestlers that disappear for 2 years, and you never know what happened to them, and all of a sudden they resurface, mm-hmm. and they're back at it.
Well, this is radio's version of Hulkamania.
Okay. Listen, I got two of them for you. First of all, back in 78, during the North Star training camp, Lou Nanny traded off Dennis Maruk to the Capitals, and all we heard for 4 years was there was some vague type of personal problem or something that Lou could never talk about, and you were just supposed to trust his judgment. But they couldn't keep him, and it never would have worked. All of a sudden this year, Dennis Maruk is back in camp. So I was wondering if next time you guys find Lou, ask him if you can pin him down and find out exactly what was going on 4 years ago about that whole situation.
I thought they got rid of him to get the draft choice that got Tom McCarthy.
Mm. If it was a vague personal problem, I'm sure there was a reason they didn't discuss it.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if he had suddenly solved it, or if Lou had suddenly decided that with his goal-scoring power, personal problems or not, we'll get him back.
That could be it. Maybe losing.
One more.
Lou Nanny will be on this show Wednesday with Russ Small.
Mm-hmm. Ask him that.
Yeah, that would be a good one. One more. In a lot of the old-fashioned baseball parks where they still have real grass,
mm-hmm.
they've got the little circles just to the outside of the batter's box when you just start down the first base and the third base line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to have them out at Met Stadium where they'd paint little team insignias.
Mm-hmm.
But they've still got them, I think, at Yankee Stadium and the Cleveland Park. What are those for?
To paint the little team insignias on. Used to, the Red Sox had come to town here, the Tigers, and they'd have a little tiger in that circle.
The Twins were the only team that did that. Everyone else just had this round little hunk of dirt there, and I never knew what it was.
Well, they all used to do it.
Why is that little round hunk of dirt there? I don't know.
It's for the team insignia.
But no one ever painted it there.
In fact, under the Met, they used to have all the insignias for the American League teams.
But he has responded to that now by telling us that it does not go on that way anyplace else.
No, so
I think you've stumped us.
Well, that's a good one to look into. I remember years ago, I think at Yankee Stadium, the starting pitchers used to warm up there before the game, right after batting practice. But that was the only time I ever saw anyone standing there.
Huh. You know what I want to know is why more batters on the on-deck circle don't get knocked out with foul balls. I've always wondered that.
That's a good one. Well, listen, it is good to have you guys back.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Let's have Howard Cosell on and see if he calls anyone a monkey.
Howard Cosell, and I talked to him very candidly of the way it was in Lewiston, Maine. I'm talking of Muhammad Ali, and I'm talking of the venerable Keith Jackson. Well, sir, I'll tell you, there's a good hit cracking going on down there. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, you get those eggers going up that football field, and somebody got hit, and I'll tell you, there's a fumble.
Oh, I think
the Eggers have it.
Yes, they
do.
That was Roy
Firestone.
Roy Firestone. Doing Howard and Keith Jackson.
Back from the old show, and if anyone has a quality tape of highlights from the old show, they can maybe send it to us and we'll play some of them, or if it's good enough, they could play it over the telephone.
You're on KSTP. Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering, how much money do you think it would take to get Boom Boom Mancini in the ring with Aaron Pryor?
Boy, I hope he gets a whole bunch, because I saw Pryor Friday night, and he is nasty.
Yeah.
He is mean, and Boom Boom, you know, he doesn't know any way to fight but just walk into him and take him, and I think Pryor might hurt him bad.
Yeah, real bad.
But Pryor needs the money, because he doesn't get any. He fights for $2 million, and when it's all done, he's got a dollar and a quarter, you know, because he's paying everybody off. What happened there?
Oh, he hung up on us. You're on Sports Talk.
Yeah, Joe Pat, good to have you back.
This is the assistant to the stats man from a few years ago. And I came up with some interesting things where a bunch of people were, you know, people have been giving the Twins a lot of hard time, you know, a lot of bad press about their, a lot of bad talk about their, about their batting averages and that type of thing. And I came up with a stat for how long, how much time they actually have to do these, to hit the ball. Fastball traveling at 89.6 miles per hour would is only over the plate for 7/1000ths of a second, which it coincidentally happens to be about the batting average of Houston Jimenez. but they I don't think the umpires and the players should be held responsible to hit something that's only out there for a time that none of us would be able to even be able to blink an eye or any other motion of our human capacity. So
the guy that called up here once with the real weird theories and
that was a friend of mine. I used to dig up the theories for him.
You were the stat man.
Yeah, I was the stat man for the stat man.
Well, I would. In other words, we should forgive them for their inabilities.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I have one other one, just a little interesting tidbit, and that's when we always used to give those outfielders like Bombo Rivera and Willie Norwood a hard time about dropping those balls and stuff. And you see, when a baseball is coming in like that, it's the velocity, the negative velocity that it takes to stop the ball is...
Hey, you work on this in college again. Negative velocity, are you kidding me? You know, we went to that... We went to that EST course before we came back here for a little positive thinking. They made us go to that EST course together.
EST?
But
Werner Erhard.
Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to have to get a little of our nastiness back here. We get calls.
I hear Art the Mailman coming. I hear him. Come in. Come in. Hi, Art. No. Yeah.
This is from Elmer's cousin, Victor Frum.
This is Vic Frum.
Vic Frum. Victor Frum, Elmer's cousin.
Right, but is Victor
from Victoria.
Where? Victor Frum is from Victoria. Elmer Frum is from Elko.
That's right, and Leon...
This is Vic Frum. Leon Frum is from Little Canada.
Yeah. All right. Where have you been for so long? That last show you had together was a while ago. My friend Jacques Custodian, the French janitor... thinks maybe there was hockey fans or something on KST, hockey games or something on KSTP, so that's why you were not. Good to have you back. It's been getting somewhat tiresome listening to 8 hours of highlights over and over again for 2 years from the old show, I guess. It will be good to get some new stuff. It shouldn't take you guys long to work the show up to its usually feverish pitch. Well, it's taking a while tonight, but anyway.
My poor heart.
I hope Elmer and Cheech and Leon and Mr. Rogers and Pat Ricey from the St. Paul Dispatch and the Bee Lady gets the word that you're back on. Anyway, we were receiving mail, Suchi, from these folks before we even got back in there. They closed out our mail slots and everything, but we still got a letter from Victor Frum.
You don't believe me. 7:31 KSTP News Plus Radio.
This is good.
No, News Talk Radio. Give me that sign right now. Take that sign down. Just take it. Take the buttons off there and give me the sign. I'm tired of looking at this sign if it says the wrong thing. It's supposed to be News Talk.
News Talk Radio.
All right.
Okay.
Put it back
Should I
up.
Take a phone call? Are you doing
up.
That?
Yeah.
KSTP Sports Talk.
Yeah, I got three questions for you. First of all, how do you see the Vikings finishing off their season? Second of all, how do you see the North Stars? And third, have you heard who they're supposed to be getting from Detroit?
For what?
For when we traded them, Ken Solheim. We're supposed to get a player from Detroit.
Well, it won't be Reed Larson.
You could fool me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you do if this was a three-hour show, Suchi boy? Elsa, you owe me $10. You bet me that nobody would ask where the Vikings were going to finish.
I did not.
Okay.
You owe me dinner?
I don't know. I didn't know the North Stars had made a trade with Detroit. I think the Vikings are going to finish 9-7 and win the division. And what was the third question?
Where are the Vikings going to finish?
I just answered that.
And there was only two questions then.
Okay.
Where are the North Stars going to finish?
First in the AL West.
I predict right now, flatly, that the North Stars will make the playoffs.
What about the Stanley Cup?
I don't think so.
No.
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 No. No. No. We're not ready for that.
We need a little generic sportscaster. Is he ready?
We're not ready for
Let's talk like this guy.
You have to understand, you could be driving through the Midwest, or you could be driving through Ogden, Utah, or Medford, Oregon, anywhere, and you'd always hear somebody doing a minor league game that would sound not unlike this. Hi, everybody, wherever you might be. This is Johnny Johnson giving you the Medford, Oregon A's. Don't forget, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be talking to the Medford A's and some of the young ball players on this team. Don't forget...